Well, welcome to a spot overlooking pitching stage number two. And on the stage below me is a man who's pitching. But I found something that interests me an awful lot more than that. I'm here with Mary Rogers. Mary, you're from Stateside Solutions,
yeah? Right, yep.
Tell us about Stateside Solutions, please.
So Stateside Solutions accelerate market entry into the US for foreign companies, companies from Ireland, the UK, Estonia, Singapore, and the IT healthcare markets. So we bring them in, we make introductions, and we help them get those first key crucial sales.
And where are you based as a company?
We're based in Galway and New York.
And how, I mean, how big are you, do you mind me asking?
No,
Is it three people and a dog, or is it bigger than that?
It's four people and a few dogs.
Wonderful. So. And you set up the company, you told me, about 5 years ago, is that right?
Yes, I moved home from New York in 2007 to set up Stateside. Left Credit Suisse in New York to come home to set it up. And now I split my time between New York and Ireland, going back and forth.
So you got the idea while you were in the United States?
Yes, I saw a lot of Irish companies coming out and hiring cousins and brothers and people who were wonderful but didn't know the US market. So I wanted to give them the knowledge to tell them how to hire local.
Sometimes it's quite interesting to know, where were you when you made the definite decision that you were going to set up a company of your own?
I think I was in New York probably just before the 30s, just got married, and it was decision time. It was Long Island or Ireland, and I think that was the decision that made me decide, if you come back to Ireland, what are you going to do, and where will you fit in?
Some people remember that they were in a cafe or the bath or in a pub or whatever.
I would say that it was at an Irish networking event, probably where we met some companies who had representation out there, and we might have been giving them directions to get to a pharma company or something, and you realize, hey, listen, they could do better than this.
And, you know, 5 years in the life of, Stateside Solutions, right? Highlights?
I think the highlights are seeing companies succeed. So we've been lucky to get a med device company into a hospital system on the East Coast. So seeing the product rolled out was good. Seeing companies hire and grow has been positive. You know, there's a few lows or a few experiences have been that companies maybe went too quickly or didn't have the funding. So there was a few early learning curves for Stateside too.
They say there's even something on the wall somewhere here that says, fail, and fail again or something like that. You know, would you like to? Now, you don't have to answer this question, but I'm very interested. Have you had any really interesting failures in the 5 years?
For Stateside specifically?
It doesn't just have to be your company.
No, but I would say that for Stateside, probably we hired too soon ourselves, which is now advice we give to companies, is slow down. Maybe do, hire someone part-time or work with consultants initially until you're ready. So we probably hired too soon and we weren't able to support those hires. So I think that was a good lesson that I learned, is like, do your homework, make sure you can support your hires and fund them.
Why are you at the Web Summit then? This is your first year, isn't it, here?
It is.
But why have you come here?
Well, two reasons. One is I'm part of the live tweet team for the Web Summit.
And hang on, that means that you're actually working for the organization of the Web Summit itself?
Yeah, you're given an assignment to attend like 10 of the speakers, and then you tweet from those programs and tell people what's happening at them to kind of get the word out. And then the second reason is we do a lot of mentoring with the local enterprise boards, and it's fun to come and see and learn and then share the knowledge, right? Because you can make connections already. I've found companies that you talk to other companies, and it's just, it's kind of a fun opportunity to see what's going on in the world. And how about that, 96 countries here? So who wouldn't want to be here?
Absolutely. The enterprise board, like, there would be a enterprise board in Galway, would
yes.
there not?
Yeah.
Is it just one for the whole of Galway City?
Galway and city and county, one enterprise board.
Aren't they changing their name or something
they
like
are,
that?
They are. It hasn't happened yet, but it's coming down. They're amalgamating them. But they're effective, and a lot of their startups are here today.
I understand that they actually are somebody who startups should definitely go to.
100%. Even if not for the grants, it's for the soft supports and the contacts and the mentoring and the trade shows and the workshops. All those things are so valuable. I think people undervalue them. So, yes, go to your entrepreneur.
So, are you the founder of the company?
Yes.
And are you what do you call yourself, by the way?
It's so funny because the other day someone was saying CEO is so overrated for a small company. So now I say, CEO and founder, I don't know.
There's a guy called Ralph Talmont who, he was the first person to say this to me. He set up a company called, I call it Pixengo. It enables you to take a photograph and then add 30 seconds of audio to it, right? It's a nice little app and whatever like that. Anyway, he told me that he was CEO of his company, and he said CEO stands for Chief Everything Officer.
Oh yeah, that would be me.
Yeah. So look, where is Stateside Solutions going then? Where are you taking it?
So I think we're growing it to the extent that we've gone outside of Ireland now, because we know that it's the same offering, because the US is our target market. So it's all companies going to the US. And so we're building out that. We're offering it to other countries outside of Ireland, and that's been successful, and kind of building the brand that way and finding partners in those countries to bring on new companies and then scaling it down. IT healthcare is mainly our space, but we're also helping companies in other sectors.
I was very impressed when you told me a few minutes ago, before we came on air, if you like, that you were sticking to the United States, because I asked you, are you into Canada? And I could easily have said to you, are you into Mexico? So will you just say why you're sticking, for the moment at least, with the United States?
Because I don't think you can be an expert in multiple markets, and I want to make sure that I'm giving quality service to the clients. And if I start trying to learn all about Canada or Mexico, I'm going to dilute the knowledge that we have.
That's great. I think that's a great tip, actually, for people who are trying to do too much, especially
yeah.
too quickly.
Yeah, you get excited and you think you want to conquer the world, but the US is big enough. It's nearly like 50
yeah.
countries.
Oh, yeah. Okay, last question, really. And I ask this because one of the reasons I came to the Web Summit is in order to pick people's brains about their thoughts about branding. So let me ask you, when you were... what are your thoughts about branding have they changed since the time that you first set up the company?
Yes, I think when I first set it up, we incorrectly focused on branding, as in we didn't even know what branding was, but we thought we needed a tagline, and we thought we spent hours debating the color of the logo, but really we weren't there yet. I think we had to evolve a tiny bit to understand what the branding was about, and now it's like PR, you need to pay for it. And people tend to try and do those things themselves, and that's when they mess up. So my advice to companies all the time, both on PR and branding, is engage the experts, pay the money, and then you're much more effective getting to the market.
Of course, you realize that's music to my ears as somebody who set up a branding company.
Yeah.
So, it's very interesting to kind of hear that. That's actually a funny thing. The last person I spoke to about this, he didn't say the opposite, but he said, I wish we had thought about branding earlier.
Yeah, and we did, but I think we just spent too much time thinking about it. We were me.
Yes.
We weren't
yes.
a brand in itself. I think I had to have some proof of concept first,
yeah.
and then develop the brand, and not be debating the brand with yourself for 6 months.
Look, Mary, I'd like to thank you ever so much. It's really good to meet you, and if we can ever...
Absolutely.
Help you, or we can do anything together. I'd love to
yeah,
do
give
that.
Yeah, give us a call anytime.
We will. Thank you very much.
Thank you
so
very
that
much.
That's Mary Rogers from Stateside Solutions. Mary, just one quick thing. How people listen? I nearly forgot this. When people listen to this and they'd like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with your company or yourself?
So they can reach us through the website statesidesolutions.com, and we're also on Twitter at Stateside Portal.
Wonderful. Stateside Portal and Twitter.
Yep.
Okay. Mary, thank you ever so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Over. Bye-bye for now, folks.